Hello and welcome to Empower Others Radio Show. This is your host, Valerie Burrell, and I'm excited that you're with me today. We're going to share with you a word of encouragement, a word of empowerment, a word to motivate you to live your best life now. We want you to live life purposely. So get ready, get ready. Get ready to receive all that we have for you today on Empowered to Empower Others.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Empower Others. This is your host, Valerie Burrell. I am grateful and thankful to be with you today. Yes, I am. I'm excited. I'm always excited to come and share with you a word to inspire and encourage and lift you up. And that's why I am here today. So my thought today is don't lose heart. Don't lose heart. And many people may say, Valerie, that sounds great. Like that's encouraging for me to not lose heart. But the reality of the fact is that there's so many things going on in the world right now. It's hard for me to stay focused. It's hard for me to stay motivated. It's hard for me to feel that things are going to work out. It's hard for me to be happy. Like, how do I be happy when so much is going on, when it seems like things are falling apart, nobody's coming together, there's chaos and just so much. How is it that you are going to share with me today about not losing heart? What do you want me to do? How am I supposed to respond to that? Well, I'm glad you asked, and I'm going to share with you why I can say to you today, don't lose heart. I've got scripture, and it comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 and 9, and then verse 16, and it says, we are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed. So we do not lose heart. Though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. Again, that comes from 2 Corinthians 4, verses 8, 9, and 16. Don't lose heart. Don't lose heart. I'm perplexed. I'm beat down. I'm tired. Anybody besides me ever had days where you're just tired? Like you get up and you want to just lay back down. It's like, I don't know if I have energy for today. I don't know if I have the motivation today. I don't know if I have the insight for today. I don't know. Like I need something to invigorate me, to charge me, to get me motivated. And when we think about what God has done through his son Jesus to invigorate us and motivate us and get us going, we have to know that we can't lose heart. I know that there are many people who've lost, had major losses during the pandemic. People have lost jobs, they've lost homes, they've lost loved ones, they've lost relationships. Many people have suffered losses in the midst of this. And they've fallen. They don't know where to go. They don't know who to turn to. They don't know what to say. The rate of depression and anxiety and mental health challenges are steadily rising. Because people don't know who to turn to. They don't know what to do. So they're falling into these dark places, these dark spaces where they're just finding comfort in a bottle, finding comfort in a drug, finding comfort in whatever vice they need to get whatever peace they think they can get from these things. But I want to encourage you today. I really want to encourage you. And I'm not just talking to you. I'm talking to me. Because there are days that we all need encouragement. We all need empowerment. We all need to understand that we are not alone in this life. We're not alone on this journey. There's nothing that we have to do alone. Why? because the Spirit of God is with us. For those of us who believe and receive and have the gift of the Holy Spirit dwelling on the inside of us, we are never alone. He said, Jesus said, I'm going to be with the Father, but I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I'm going to leave the comforter, the truth that's going to reside inside of you, that's going to bring you peace and truth and guide you in your life so that you don't have to lose heart when you're faced with trials and tribulations. We understand in the Word that many are the afflictions of the righteous. But then it says, but God delivers us out of them all. In this season, my sisters, my brothers, my friends, this is not the hour to lose heart, but this is the hour for us to gather ourselves and nurture our relationship with the Father, nurture our relationship with His Son, Jesus Christ. Rely on the gift of the Spirit of God that dwells on the inside of us so that when we're heavy laden, we can cast all of our cares on Him. Why? Because He cares for us. And He's saying to us today, don't lose heart. Don't throw in the towel. Don't give up. It's not over. It's not over. The race is not given to the swift. You don't have to be the first one to cross the finish line. You just have to endure like a good soldier. And you might say, but Valerie, okay, yeah, I understand that. And someone is saying, I don't know what information to trust anymore. I don't know what to trust anymore. Who do we believe? And that's hard. That's why it's important that you have a discerning ear. Some people say it's intuition. Some people say, I just had a feeling. If you have a relationship with Christ and you have the gift of the Holy Spirit on the inside of you, it will aid you in discerning truth. Much of what we see on media is fixed. Our president calls it fake news, and that it may be. But I don't even rely on that. I rely on the gift of discernment to direct me. The Word lets us know that the steps of the righteous are ordered by God. So guess what? I'm going to obey the law of the land, but I'm also going to make sure that my steps are governed according to that which God desires for me. So my steps are going to be ordered by the Lord. So I don't have to lose heart. I don't have to get frustrated every time I hear something that doesn't jive. I don't have to lose heart every time I hear about a major loss. I don't have to lose heart. I trust God. Many dangers, toils, and snares. I've already come. Me. I've come through so much. God has delivered me, and He's still working on me. But I've come through many things that a lot of people didn't make it through. And why? Because I had a made-up mind that this was not going to be my end. I had a made-up mind and determination that there was more waiting for me. But it was up to me to get myself together, to get my mind right, and to move forward in that which God has for me. Yes, I've been afflicted. Yes, I've been perplexed. Yes, I've been beat down, but I didn't let any of that keep me down. We got to be like, I don't even know boxers anymore, but I think back to Muhammad Ali when he was in his prime. He would be like a Timex, and he would take a licking and keep ticking. He was flying like a butterfly, stinging like a bee. I think that's what he used to say. But he would always come back, and he would prevail. And I'm saying to you all today, you've got to be in the mindset to prevail. Don't lose heart, but gather yourself together. Figure out your truth. That's the issue. When we don't know who else to rely on, trust yourself enough to trust yourself. Did you catch that? You got to trust yourself enough to trust yourself, to know the truth of the gift that dwells on the inside of you, that you know you hear from the voice of God, that you know that you're being guided by His promises, by His plan, by His purpose for your life. And if you're moving according to that, my brothers and sisters, you don't have to lose heart. You don't have to lose heart. It says, when my mother and father forsake me, that's when the Lord will take me up. When I need some help and I can't find nobody else, that's when the Lord will take me up. Some of you have to understand that people are going to leave your side. People are going to turn their backs on you. They're going to say all manners of evil against you. They didn't even appreciate Jesus when he was here. They had beef with him. So guess what? If you're a follower of Christ and you're doing what it is that the Father desires for you, you're going to lose some friends. You're going to lose some fans. Your circle's going to decrease. But even in that, let me encourage you, don't lose heart. Don't lose heart. Because he says, I promise that I'm going to always be with you. I'm never going to leave you and I'm never going to forsake you. I'm always going to be right there. My brothers and sisters, today, don't lose heart. Trials and tribulations are going to come in life. If you had to think about it right now, you're probably facing something in this very moment that you wish was different, that you've been praying about. Lord, I need this to change. Lord, I want this to be different. You've been going before the Lord. You've been tarrying before him. You've been crying out, I need help. I need this to change. I need change in my life. And he said, okay, if you need change, why don't you consider being the change you need to see? Why don't you change the way that you're thinking about the situation? Why don't you change the way you're speaking about the situation? You know that life and death is in the power of the tongue. What have you been speaking? Yeah, see, when I put it to you that way, you recognize that what I've been speaking does not align with the word. What I've been speaking has been causing me to feel this way. It's causing me to feel downtrodden. It's causing me to feel battered. It's causing me to feel afflicted. But if I start speaking life, to know that these light afflictions are not going to take me out, if I start speaking life and understand that I have strength and I have power and that God is on my side, when I start understanding, embracing, and living that out, then I can be one to not lose heart. That no matter what comes, I can make it. You can make it. Can I help you? You can make it. You can make it through this, no matter what it is. You can make it through this. You can get through this. Yes, that too. You can get through this, but you don't understand. This schooling, this virtual learning is too hard for my kids. It's too hard for me, but you can get through this. Don't lose heart. My family's funny. My husband's acting crazy. My wife's acting crazy. We're on opposite ends. Don't lose heart. Don't lose heart. If God is in it, you can get through it. See, sometimes we have to humble ourselves. Sometimes we have to reposition ourselves in order to get through the situation that's been presented. And we don't want to do that. Sometimes we have to say, I'm sorry. We don't want to do that. Consider these things. Consider why you're feeling the way you're feeling. Consider what got you to that place and then determine, is there something I can do differently to change how I feel? And the truth of the matter is, there is. There's something that you can say. There's something that you can do to change how you feel. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And as I said earlier, speak life. Don't just speak what the world is speaking. Speak what the word of God says. Speak life over your situation. Speak life over your family. Speak life over your marriage. Speak life over your ministry. Speak life over your business. Speak life over whatever situation it is that you've been called to, that you're facing right now. Begin to speak life and don't lose heart because it's hard in the moment. Sometimes in life, the things that are most valuable to us are most costly. Those are the things that cost us. Those are the things that put us through. Have you ever gone through? I think about being a mother and giving birth to the baby. Going through labor and pushing that baby out is the hardest thing. But when you put that baby in your arms and when you look into that baby's face and you hear that first cry, all that pain you went through doesn't even matter. All that morning sickness doesn't even matter. All those back pains, sleepless nights don't even matter. The joy of holding the gift of that child in your hand, it's all that matters in that moment. And it's that same way for some of you today. You're in the hardest part of your journey. And many of you feel like you want to give up. But I want to encourage you today, this is not the hour to give up. It's not the hour to lose heart. This scripture, oh God, I thank you. I'm grateful, afflicted in every way, but not crushed. You hear that? Afflicted in every way, but not crushed. Yeah, it hurt you, but it didn't kill you. Don't lose heart. Get yourself together. It says, perplexed, but not driven to despair. Yeah, I don't understand it. My mind is I'm just like right here. Like, what do I do? I'm perplexed. I don't know what to do. But it says, you're not driven to despair. It's not putting you in a crazy house. You're not banging your head up against the wall. You're not trying to take your life or anybody else's life for that matter. Don't lose heart. It says, persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Persecuted, struck down. These things are happening in our lives now, but you can't lose heart. Don't lose heart. It's not easy. I'm not going to kid myself. Life is not always easy. It's not. But we have to make up in our mind to make the best out of whatever situation. I got to the point where I don't even call things mistakes. I don't call them problems. I've had challenges in my life, but I look at them now as opportunities for change, opportunities for growth. Anytime something is revealed to you that's a stick or a pinch or pressure, use that. See that as an opportunity for change. See that as a place where there's potential for growth so that you can start seeing the truth and the beauty that's on the inside of you, the power that's on the inside of you, to let you know that you're more than a conqueror in Christ. You're an overcomer. But again, sometimes it requires that we go back and have to recondition our mind. Sometimes we have to go back and change thinking. We've looked at things the wrong way for so long that the wrong way now seems normal. So when truth shows up, we don't embrace it and we get discouraged. Today, I want you to take inventory of your life. Find out where those things are that are causing you the most pain, that are causing you the most challenges, that are causing you the discomfort, that are making you feel that you're pressed down or you're perplexed or you're afflicted. Find out what those things are. Take a good look at those and then take a look inwardly and decide, what's making me feel this way? What's gotten me to this place? Why? Why? And look, don't use this as an opportunity to play the blame game. They did this to me. Oh, if it hadn't have been for them. Oh, the job. Oh, the company. Oh, the spouse. Oh, the kids. Oh, the school. No, let's not play the blame game. Because casting blame on others is a way of trying to excuse ourselves from being accountable. I want to encourage you today not to lose heart. Trials come. They come on every hand. Situations happen in our lives every day. But nothing should stop you from moving forward in what it is you've been purposed to do. Nothing should be able to hinder you from fulfilling purpose. Nothing should be able to quench the greatness that's on the inside of you. Nothing. You just have to know within yourself that you're capable, that it's possible. All things are possible to them that believe. You got to believe in yourself. You got to believe in your purpose. You got to believe in your voice. You got to roar. You got to release your assigned resolve. You have to do those things to position yourself for what it is that's ahead. I tell you, if we ever stop in our tracks because we have a bad moment, how long is it going to take to get to the finish line? If every time you have a bad moment, you stop, will we ever get there? I'm afraid for some of us, we won't. Every little thing will get in the way. I was going to do it, but I thought I could do it, but I was doing good, but let behind the but come, but God. But God, He strengthened me. He delivered me. He saved me. He rescued me. Huh? Don't lose heart. Life is not always easy, but it can be. You can live life in a way that makes it sweatless, focusing on Him and the things that He desires for you. You can live a life where your steps are ordered and you're being diligent to do it the way He's instructed. You can live a life that brings peace and joy, happiness, all those things. You can. And if you're like me, I'm going to live my life. Me and mine, we're going to live our lives the way God intended. We are going to live. We're not going to lose heart over these light afflictions. We're not going to lose heart over situations that were sent to perplex us, things that were sent to beat us down. I'm fighting back with the power of God that's on the inside of me. I'm going to do what He says the way He says it. I might not have fans all the time. I might not have those that want to join with me, but guess what? I'm going to do what the Father says. I'm going to do what I'm purposed to do. And I'm going to live my life. I'm going to live life on purpose. And I want that for you today. I want you to not lose heart. Don't lose heart. I don't care how tough it is. Know that you're not alone. You've got help. You've got the gift of the Holy Spirit that dwells on the inside of you. And if you're not a believer, hey, find a counselor. Inbox me. Let's talk about it. Let's get you to a place where you're okay and able to move forward and thrive in the things of God. We weren't here just to exist, but we were here. We're here to fulfill purpose. We're here to make a difference. And so whatever it is, again, that you're facing today, don't let it overtake you. Don't let it knock you out. Don't lose heart. Refocus. Get your mind right. Get your language right. Start speaking the word. Start speaking truth. And get what it is that God has for you. Victory. Yes, I hear Him. Victory. Today, victory is waiting for you. You. Yes, you. Victory. Victory is yours. Victory is yours today. I want you to go ahead and claim it. Yes, claim it. Go ahead and say, I've got the victory. No longer will I lose heart. I've got the victory. Go ahead, remind yourself, I've got the victory over whatever the situation is. You've got the victory. So go forward in the rest of this day victorious, not being bogged down, not losing heart over any situation, because you're not alone. God's got you. He's got you. He's got you. And then He sent me to help empower you. I say love and blessings to each of you. Have a tremendous day. Until next time.
Thank you so much for joining us today for Empower to Empower Others. We certainly hope that that message encouraged, motivated, and empowered you to live your best life. We look forward to you joining us again for our next episode of Empower to Empower Others. Love and blessings to each of you.